Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
The Jonas Brothers told Jason Kelce on Good Morning America that teasing each other helps keep their bond strong.
It's been a joy rekindling with my brother after all these years. You guys have done it the whole time. I just love it. You know, how has that been?
You know, I think for us, it's just a healthy amount of bullying, but not enough to create chaos in the family group text.
Yeah, it's just enough. It's that fine line. You got to walk that fine line.
Yeah, I don't know if you call that bullying. That's supposed to be teasing. Paris Jackson has shared a startling health update on social media, revealing she has a perforated septum, a hole in the cartilage between the nostrils, resulting from earlier drug use. She opts not to undergo surgery to fix it, though, citing concerns about needing pain medication afterward. Paris Jackson says she has been sober for 5 years. Good for her. Tori Spelling described her split from Dean McDermott as one of the easiest divorces in Hollywood.
This was one of the easiest divorces in Hollywood. You can quote me there. While we had our ups and downs and problems throughout our marriage, we've had absolutely no problems throughout the divorce.
Interesting. There was some all kinds of stuff in the tabloids, but all right. Ace Frehley's cause of death was blunt trauma to the head due to a fall. And the creator of Roger Rabbit, Gary K. Wolfe, recently regained the rights from Disney. And he's working on a new live-action Jessica Rabbit movie?
I have to find my darling husband. I'm so worried about him.
Seriously, what do you see in that guy?
He makes me laugh.
Anyway, it sounds like the prequel is going to focus on Jessica's pre-tune life as an actual human secret agent in the real world. Joe Exotic, you know, the Tiger King, claims everybody in his prison is jamming to Hillary Duff's new single. Where is he in prison? Oh, and Lizzo congratulated the K-pop Demon Hunters team on their Grammy nominations by performing a lively flute version of Golden. I love it. The animated film earned 4 nominations, including 3 for the hit song Golden. The Wicked Witch's hat from the original Wizard of Oz is hitting the auction block next month. It's expected to fetch well above its $3 million sale price from last year. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande are acting a little cringy while promoting the new Wicked movie, and people are kind of wondering if it's an act. It is a lot. I don't know if cringe is the word I'd use, but it's a lot. And a dirt alert, during her Saturday night show in Las Vegas, Kelly Clarkson joked about spilling out of her low-cut outfit, then mentioned that her ex-manager once suggested she get surgery.
I had some manager one time told me to get a job, and I was like, why don't you get a job? I was like, I'm fine with my itty bitty. Get out of here.
Okay, hang on a second. Wasn't Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband a former manager? Not sure she was referring to him. And there's a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian is really upset with her psychics because they all told her she'd pass the bar exam.
What can I say except you're welcome?
That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go, B104.3 Psychics.